Have you ever wondered how everyday things got their names? Or did you ever think why and how we say the words we do? Words we say where we live can have one meaning, but the same word elsewhere can convey something entirely different. Maybe you've heard the popular soda versus pop debate out there, but did you know the word pop was introduced in 1812 by an English poet? Grab your bickies and let's get ready to dive in.
Welcome to Word Nerds. I'm your host, Carrie McGinnis, and I'm here with my new friends, Jerry Tolbert.
Hello.
Brad Wanch.
Hey.
And Gidget Von LaRue.
G'day, everybody.
These guys are going to help me go on a journey today, and our nerd word of the day is carbonated water. Now, Webster defines carbonated water as water that was originally made with sodium bicarbonate, also known as soda, pop, fizzy drink, soft drink, soda water, club soda, and Coke. Well, there's a little bit of confusion of the origins of the word. In some circles, it is said to have been derived from Latin as sodanum, meaning a headache remedy. Others argue it was derived from the Arabic word soda for splitting headache, but in 1802, it was shortened to just soda water, and it barely contained any soda. But by then, the name had stuck. The first record of soda pop is from 1863, which is where the great divide begins over the colloquial use of soda and pop.
My dearest Edith, we called on A. Harrison and found he was at Carlisle, but that we were expected to supper. Excused ourselves on the necessity of eating at the inn. Supped there upon trout and roast fowl, drank some most admirable cider, and a new manufactory of a nectar between soda water and ginger beer, and called pop, because pop goes the cork when it is drawn, and pop you would go off too if you drank too much of it.
So let's get right into it. Jerry, you say pop, right?
In the town I grew up in, there was a Pepsi bottling plant the entire time I was growing up. But it was a very small building, and I never put the two words together. Pepsi and pop, to me, were two different things. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I call soft drinks by their names. I don't call them by a generic term because I try for precision in language. That's just one of the ways that I do things. And there have been all of these different discussions about what you call your soft drinks. And depending on where you fall on different sides of that, it can be city specific, not just region specific. Mm-hmm. You know, it can be high school specific. It can be generation specific. You know, my grandma used to call soft drinks soda water. And that's actually something from the 1800s. Soda water, and my grandmother wasn't born in the 1800s. So soda water is one of those things that it stuck around. And part of that was cultural too, because if you look at popular media at the time, you know, growing up in what was rural Kentucky, still not that far from urban areas, the cultural touchstones were television. And so you look at black and white television, like the Beverly Hillbillies, and Granny Clampett used to call it soda water. There are all of these different cultural touch points where we kind of build our language. It's just like anything else that we talk about. And you have all of these different disparate cultural landmarks bringing together different people from different places and giving them a common language.
So, Carrie, what about you?
You were talking about how you name everything by its name. Like, this is a Mountain Dew. Yep. Like, can I have a Mountain Dew? Not can I have a soda or a pop? For the most part, I kind of do that a little bit too, unless we're talking about Faygo. I think part of it is because why I do this is they have a pop called Red Pop. That's the name of it. Mm-hmm. So I inadvertently for the rest of my life, and I don't know if it's just me or if a lot of people do this, but for the rest, all of their line, their whole line, I'm like, I'll take the orange one. I'll take the purple one. I want purple pop, orange pop, red
color.
Pop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Rock and rye, you know, those types of things. I've actually said the Coke pop before. Because of that, because they have one that's like Coke, but I'm like, but it's not Coke. So it's Coke Pop. So Brad, why don't you tell us a little bit about your story?
Well, actually, being from the South, it's more about brand dominance. So we actually use Coke, and everything is a Coke product to us. So if you go to a restaurant and you ask for soda, I guess, or a pop, you say, I want a Coke. And they'll ask you, what kind of Coke do you want? Or what do you want? That's how we say it. And a little bit of history for us, or for me, like locally, like growing up, just our neighboring town in Quincy, Florida, they actually had a banker there that invested a lot of money throughout the like Great Depression time. And they have a ton of millionaires. And even my family has had some of those riches. They own a lot of land out there. Although I am not rich, let me restate that. I don't have like some great family inheritance coming from Coke. No Coke money, but it has held the farm up very well and over the years. So that's just, I grew up with Coke. Like it's just a part of us here in the South. And y'all should all get in line too, by the way. It's Coke.
So here's another local story. So my granddad actually used to do like paint and body work, and he actually worked on Coca-Cola trucks. And so he would like do painting on the trucks and stuff. And then he just, I guess through that, inherited some Coke machines. And he had like the ones that they dispensed bottles that had like the bottle opener on it. Those things are cool, man.
I am dying to hear an Aussie's view on the topic. Gidget, what do you have for us?
Well, we have Coke. Okay. But we basically, as Australians, call it soft drink. That's the main term of it. I know in Britain they call it fizzy drink. But yeah, Coke is Coke, Fanta is Fanta. But yeah, if someone's at a party and they're like, "Oi, get a round of," and it's soft drinks. So yeah, it that covers all the carbonated type of drinks. I remember growing up that if you wanted soft drink or soda or whatever, you had to go to kids' parties to have it because it was not readily served, especially when I was really young. It was not, you know, it was basically water, or we'd have ginger ale and stuff like that, or Ribena. That was a really big thing here in Australia, or cordial. But yeah, in order to get the really good stuff, you had to go to other kids' parties. Even if you didn't like the kid, you're like, yeah, I'm going to get some Coca-Cola. Sweet.
Well, that's awesome. Well, that's really all the time we have. Guys, that was really great. We learned a little bit about soda, and let's give the audience a little bit about how to reach you. Brad, how can people get a hold of you?
Well, actually, I do a podcast with my wife. It's called Howie Life, and we're on Instagram, so you can always message us there at Howie Life.
And Jerry, how can people get a hold of you?
The easiest way to find me is at Dr. Tolbert, at DrTolbert on Twitter. I occasionally appear on a few different podcasts as a guest, but don't host a podcast of my own currently.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing one. And how about you, Gidget? How can people get a hold of you?
But they can grab me by the arms or legs, any way possible. I host with my dear friend Angry Man, and we have an 80s movie podcast. It's called the Retro Cinema Podcast, and you can find us, just Google it. And we're on every listening platform. So we just podcast 80s movies we loved back then because we're both kind of old and that we still love now. So, yeah, it's good fun. It's good. And it's family friendly too, so the kids can listen.
Awesome. And I've been your host, Carrie McGinnis. And you can catch me on Twitter at CarrieMcGinnis1. So from one word nerd to another, thanks for listening.
So you want to be America's next top podcaster, mates? Join the ranks of legendary heroes. And hey, maybe you could beat these three Yanks or this Aussie. Cheers.